Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla! What is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's great to have you on a tremendous Tuesday. It's the 5th of June. It's the 5th of June. We're 24 days away from yours truly turning the big 5-0. Full-blown midlife crisis in the works. Nah, I'm just kidding. But it's going to be great, man. I actually have my family coming in to town in a couple of weeks. I have not seen, there's members of my family I haven't seen in probably over 10 years. A couple of which maybe 20 years. I mean, a couple of extended family members. It's going to be a wild, wild time at the Crowley compound. Thinking about having a new addition come play for the event, but a couple things that would prevent that from happening. Number one, I don't have probably $300,000 to have them come play. B, they don't know where I live. C, I don't think they'd be able to make it in 2 weeks. D, even if they knew where I live, they probably wouldn't come anyway. And E, they broke up for the summer. Ralph Tresvant and Johnny Gill are touring on their own, and Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike are off on their own with their own tour. If you're wondering what the heck I'm talking about, you got to pay more attention to the Everyday Saturday lifestyle. My number one favorite band of all time, New Edition. So I speak about that, having them play at my 50th birthday party. They're not, but I'll probably be having their music playing in the background. How's that? So this has nothing to do with today's show. I've got a follow-up to yesterday's bathroom remodeling blues. It's actually a really great follow-up. And then I've got some, I guess we're going to call it sad news, but I'll put it in perspective. I'm not here to bring you down, but very sad news yesterday as well. And I want to frame that for you. This is going to be a pretty powerful podcast. So stay plugged in. I want to work with you as well. I'm going to tell you that on almost every show. I want to work with you together one-on-one. I want you to feel what I feel. I want you to feel the gratitude. I want you to feel the inspiration. I want you to understand that every seed that's been planted in your life will sprout, and it will harvest, and it will come to fruition, and you will bless millions of people around the world once you get that movement launched. I want to help you launch that movement. Send me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com. Put coaching in the subject line. Tell me a bit about yourself. Yes, there's an investment. You're going to work with me personally as well as my entire team to build out your very own online movement. All the hard working and the heavy lifting is going to be done by us. I just need you to bring your dream. That's all I need you to do. Send me an email, sam@everydayissaturday.com. Put coaching in the subject line. Are you ready to work together? I would love to. Okay? Follow up yesterday to the bathroom remodeling blues. Got a call last minute at 7:45 in the morning. They're supposed to be there at 8. That Johnny, the contractor, let's call him Johnny and Jimmy. Johnny doesn't have insurance, and he's the one they're running the business under. Why he just told Jimmy that he didn't have insurance on a job they're supposed to start 15 minutes from when they called me, you know, I don't really get that, but like I said yesterday, there's patterns in everybody's life, and those patterns show up in everything you do. They show up in relationships and finances and your health. Oh, geez, my doctor said I got to go on, you know, anti-inflammatory. No, you need to do. You got to get a bag of spinach for $1.79 at the grocery store. Get yourself a blender. You got to put that spinach in the blender with some water and about a cup of almond milk, some berries to make it taste good. And you got to drink that once a day, every day, preferably more than once a day. But you got to get going with that. And by the way, you got to put down the Twinkies, the cupcakes, all that good stuff. You got to put a freaking padlock on your pantry and don't eat any more processed food. And you need to start eating things that grow off a tree or above the ground. That's all you got to do. You got to stop eating things that are blue and red and pink and yellow and look good and taste good for about 10 minutes. And you got to start watching. See, that's the pattern that's showing up in your life. It's not that heart disease runs in your family. It's that nobody in your family runs. Okay, so stop making excuses for the patterns that are showing up in your life. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, I know. You want to hear that again? Yeah, it's not that heart disease runs in your family. It's that nobody in your family runs. Okay, so make sure you don't start making excuses for the patterns that are showing up in your life, because that's going to cost you. So you know what happened? The bathroom remodeling guy went to work. Jimmy, the guy that was just partnering with Johnny, Jimmy was just like blindsided. He didn't know the guy didn't have insurance. I don't know if that's his fault. Of course it is. But anyway, Jimmy goes to work because he wants to get paid, and he's got a pattern in his life that he's a problem solver. Jimmy calls me excited at 3 o'clock in the afternoon after I kind of read him the Riot Act. Very forgiving, though. Look, since I'd love to tell you that I'm perfect at this, but since I've rediscovered my faith and got really closer to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, and I try to walk with forgiveness in my heart, I really do. I fail at it so much, and it pisses me off. But by the way, how about me talking about Scripture and then say it pisses me off? That's a different type of sermon right there. But you guys know me, right? You know my heart. And so it really makes me mad when I don't give forgiveness, and I know I should. But the Holy Spirit lives inside of you, and the Holy Spirit lives inside of me. There is no condemnation through Jesus Christ. Nothing. Do you even know? And I'm sorry, those of you that aren't Christians, oh, here goes Crowley off on his Christian rant. But do you even know how much God loves you? Like, God loves you so much. There is nothing that you've done that is not already forgiven. And here's the beauty. There's nothing you had to do to earn that forgiveness. It's already been given to you. It's called grace. You have grace, okay? So quit beating yourself up. I'm trying to extend that same grace to people. And how stupid it is that a bathroom remodeling. I mean, come on. After everything my family's been through the last 4 years, you'd think I wouldn't get upset about a bathroom remodeling not happening. But I did. But I extended grace and forgiveness, and I really did. I didn't fly off the handle that badly. Certainly not as bad as I would have years ago. But here's the thing. I'm working just like you are to get better. Okay? So Jimmy, the partner, calls me around 3 o'clock. Say, hey, I got it figured out. My brother-in-law has insurance. He's a contractor. And I contacted him. He's actually coming into town this week. He and I are going to start tomorrow at 8 a.m. on your bathroom. Well, I'll be shocked. And they did. And they are. And as I'm recording this show, they're ripping out my bathroom upstairs and getting started. So Jimmy is going to get paid. His brother-in-law probably got some work he didn't expect to get in the week that he was going to be here. So that's good for him. I've got now a happy wife. Happy wife, happy life. We all know that saying. We're going to get a brand new bathroom remodeled. It's probably going to be less expensive than it would have been. I'm just guessing that. But here's the bottom line. Jimmy is the pattern in his life, I can tell you, because I know a little bit about him. By the way, that's not his real name. There's no need to even share real names here. Let me just say the pattern that's showing up in Jimmy's life is what's always shown up in his life. He's not the guy that can own a business. He probably doesn't have the chops for that, but he's very self-aware. A lot of people don't have that awareness. Like, if everybody knew where they fell in life and they just accepted that instead of trying to be something they're not, the world would go a lot more smoothly. Jimmy accepts his role in life. He knows that he's a great laborer. He's got mad skills. He can fix anything, but he just doesn't want to run a business. It's a lot of pressure for him. So he finds someone he can partner with. He partnered with the wrong guy before, but today, he's got a problem solved. He found a solution to the problem, so he's getting paid this week. He's going to be able to pay his mortgage. He's going to be able to make the student loan payment on his son's student loan. He's going to be able to pay his health insurance and all these other things that he's got going on because he got on the phone after he got the bad news from his partner that he couldn't work on our bathroom. He got on the phone and made that happen, okay? That's him, and he's going to get blessed this week financially for that, and I'm going to keep him on, and he kept me as a customer. And quite honestly, when he called yesterday, he said, hey, Sam, I just want to keep as a customer. I'm like, good, dude. Let's do it. Let's figure it out, whatever you need me to do. And he did that. So congratulations to Jimmy. He solved the problem. He's a problem solver. That's his pattern. He gets himself into situations, and he knows that about himself, but he gets himself out of those situations as best he can. So kudos to you, Jimmy. You're rocking it out. You're demoing my bathroom. Everybody should be like Jimmy and be a problem solver, okay? Now, as I was on a business call yesterday, let's transition a little bit of sad news. As I was on a business call yesterday, I got a text from one of the leaders in our student ministry at church and to call me when you get a minute. So I hung up my business call, and I was all in business mode and serious. I'm like, man, I don't have time for this. I got to get so much stuff done. Holy cow, it's Monday. I got blah, 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 blah. I got a webinar today. I got to get rid of blah, 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 blah. PowerPoint slides, blah, 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 blah. So I call her up, and hey, it's Sam. What's going on? I wanted to let you know, one of the girls in your daughter's class, this would be my eighth grade daughter, one of the girls in your daughter's class in student ministry committed suicide. Nothing. I didn't even know what to say. Just like right now, just dead air. What? She took her life last night, Sam. And I wanted to let you know because she's in your daughter's class and your daughter's going to have questions. And so I had to shift into being worried about PowerPoint slides and webinars to, holy cow, there's an eighth grade girl who's not alive today. There's a family in our church experiencing unimaginable pain. Unimaginable pain. So we get all caught up. And we major in minor things. We worry about stuff that doesn't matter. We try to edit a photo 75 times before we ever post it about something that doesn't even relate to anything, but we think it looks good. We worry about what other people think about us. And this whole thing about this whole internet thing, and I'm not even saying this is why the girl took her life. I don't even want to project why. I'm just saying in general terms. Teenage girls especially, because I've got three of them, and I'm going to have another one, Susan, being that teenage girl. That is so much pressure. There is so much pressure being a teenager. When I grew up in the 80s, we didn't have the internet, so we went outside and we played basketball, baseball, football, sandlot, whatever it was, not even organized. Just we grabbed the baseball bat in the summertime in Bradford, PA. I did. I'd wake up, grab the bat, grab a glove, go knock on my buddy's doors. We'd round up eight or nine of us. We'd go to Callahan Park in Bradford, and we'd play baseball all day. Or we'd grab a basketball, knock on everybody's door, whatever, same thing. Go to Callahan Park, we play basketball all day. That was Bradford, PA in the 80s, okay? Now, it's all Instagram, Snapchat, what's everybody doing? They had a party, I wasn't invited, I don't look pretty, I don't look good, I'm not athletic, I'm not this, I'm not that. Everybody trying to make, and this is adults as well, everybody trying to just man up, you know, from a guy's perspective, and girls, the makeup, the hair, everything, friends, none of it matters. There's an eighth grade girl who's not alive today. And there is a family in, and I know the family because I know them. They sit right in front of me every Sunday at church. And I cannot even imagine the pain that they are in right now, that their daughter took their life. And I am not even judging them. I'm not judging the daughter. I am just praying so hard for them. And I want you to lift them up in prayer as well, okay? Just know that whatever pain you're going through, and especially if you have kids, man, you got to let people know there is nothing. There is nothing. And we already know this, but sometimes it's so hard when you suffer from depression. Depression runs in my family, my wife's family. I've seen it. I've been around it my entire life. It's real, man. It's got a grip on people. And sometimes we get on the internet, we wonder, geez, why can't I have that success? Dude, why can't I be that person? And I'm telling you, like I said earlier, in the eyes of God, you're an absolute miracle. You were created in His image. In His very image, He created you. You are perfect the way you are. Now, some of you may not be experiencing and realizing the success financially you want, but that's okay. That's just a tweak, man. That's just a tweak in the algorithm. It's the way you view yourself. It's the way that you put yourself out there. But please stop comparing yourself to other people. And so when I had to go pick up my daughter yesterday, my wife and I picked her up. She was at Kings Island with a friend. We told her about the news and the situation. She had already found out about it through the group chat, but then she had questions. And she didn't show emotion right away, but then she broke down and she started sobbing. And my heart breaks for everybody in that class, of every male, female, everybody who's going through these questions that they have. And, of course, the family. And then it got me always thinking about why I do this podcast is to try to inspire people so they will. I never even thought about committing suicide. I've gotten emails from people who said they thought about it, listened to this show, and realized that it's not the best answer. So thank you, God, for that. But I don't do this show, and I don't think I'm some sort of savior out there, and I don't have this God complex. I'm just saying that I have had so many dark days in my past, and I continue to struggle. Sometimes when you're as high as I am and you go way high, sometimes you do crash way low. And I always think about the best days have not even happened. And I always think about what's ahead, man? What's ahead in 2025, 2028, the year 2035? Like, where will I be? Who will I be around? What are the people that I'll have around me? What are my daughters going to be? And I always try to look so far beyond the current problem in my life Even when we were going through what we were going through with Susan, you know, what's she going to look like when she's four, when she's five, when she's seven? What's it going to be like to watch her go into the first grade? You know, what's going to be like to watch her in seventh grade, you know, at that strings concert that for the other kids, like, oh my God, we got another choir concert we got to go to. But here's a kid fighting for her life, our daughter. What's it going to be like when she gets there? It's going to be it puts everything in perspective. So understand this much. No matter how hard life is for you right now, understand that your best days have yet to happen. Please keep yourself up. Keep focus on the one thing. I know there's a thousand things that are going wrong, especially you look at the internet and you think everybody's life is perfect. Trust me, it's not. I know it's not. I share the stage with a who's who of individuals all around the world, and they're more depressed and more messed up than anybody, okay? But for 90 minutes, they're able to get on stage and fake it, all right? So understand, life, it's a bunch of actors and actresses out there, most of them pretending they got it figured out. I do this show as authentically as I possibly can. I'm not here to tell you about all my problems, but I hope you understand that I try to do this show to let you know that if I can do it, you can do it. If I can do this, whether it's podcasting, speaking, online marketing, earning income through digital products on the internet, and I've been able to go 13 years without getting a paycheck from the man. If I can do that for 13 years, you can do it for 13 minutes. And if you can do it for 13 minutes, you can do it for 13 days. And if you can do it for 13 days, you can do it for 13 months. And I'm telling you, that's how you build momentum. You don't think about, oh, what am I going to do a year from now? You think about, what am I going to do an hour from now? Because what you do an hour from now, you build on that, and that's how the rest of your day goes. And now that you know you can do it for a day, you can build it on the next day, and you can do it now 2 days in a row, okay? And that's how you build momentum. You just, things that stay in motion, things that are in motion tend to stay in motion. So just get yourself in motion. And if you find yourself getting depressed, plug into this show. There's 7,000 of these podcasts on my Everyday Saturday website. Stay plugged into this message because I promised you, and I swear to God, it will always be positive. It will always be authentic. It will always be real. It will always be a little bit edgy and in your face. But it's the only way I know. That's God's gift that he's given me. That's my gift, is to be able to communicate authenticity. I can't do anything else. I can't fix a bathroom. I got a guy doing that. All right? I can't cook that well. You know, I have other people that around me that know how my daughters can cook better than I can on occasion. All right? I'm not the great. I'm an introvert. Imagine that. I'm an introvert. Large crowds of people, unless I'm speaking in that, I kind of avoid them. All right? I got a lot of flaws, man. I got a lot of bad, bad flaws. The one thing I got that I know God gave me is the ability to communicate authentically to you and to inspire you. That's it. And I'm good with that. Like, I don't need to be anybody else. I don't need to have the Malibu mansion. I don't need the Lambo, okay? I don't need the movie star good looks. I don't need all I need. I need to know that God loves me, number one, A, always, first, that I am loved. Because sometimes you go through life, you feel like nobody loves you. You feel like there's nobody there that even gives a shit about you, you know? And that you know that the creator of the universe loves you. That trumps everything. Everything. There's nothing more important. There is nothing more important than that. Don't go seeking love through online relationships, through false idols, through all these other places that people go, through money and all of that. So all that stuff goes away. God's love never, ever leaves you. It's always inside of you. Will you please understand that? Hit me up on Twitter if you understand you receive that message, at Sam Crowley on Twitter. Of course, always please follow me on Instagram. I'm posting photos there all the time to inspire, motivate you, and get you going as well, at Every Day is Saturday. That's the Instagram handle. And I'd love to work with you. I really would. I really would. Send me an email, sam@everydaysaturday.com. Let me know how you and I can work together. What do you need help? I want to help you build your online movement. That's what it is. You get access to myself and my team. Okay? But understand, you are loved. All right? You are loved. That's the message for today. All right? And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.